Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 31st episode of my PHP Serverless News, local stack change in course, models as a service. Today is Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. PHP Serverless News is my weekly PHP passion podcast about serverless news with a PHP point of view and with an eye on overall trends, published on Tuesdays. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverless.com, episode 31. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Last week I said that I had looked at 200 links and could not come up with a single curated link pertaining to not only serverless, but to PHP serverless. In the course of my travels, I did see an interesting new PHP framework, which I brought to your attention. This week I looked at 600-ish links, and I could barely come up with a single curated link pertaining to PHP serverless. I have two very specific links that I want to bring to your attention from this week's travels. Local Stack is not serverless, but I've been keeping an eye on it. I think it's very interesting. They are embarking on changes, and I want to read to you from their December 18th announcement. At Local Stack, we're very fortunate to fundamentally shape how local cloud development is done. By providing high-fidelity cloud service emulators, we enable developers to run a digital twin of their cloud environment locally, a true local cloud sandbox. What began as a seemingly crazy idea among a handful of individuals and community members, why would you want to build a cloud on your laptop, has since evolved into a major driver of cloud development productivity for enterprises and teams around the globe. Over time, Local Stack for AWS has also evolved well beyond a local AWS emulator running in a container. We've invested heavily in expanding our cloud offering and web console, introducing powerful new capabilities such as a visual resource browser, collaboration features, chaos engineering workflows, IAM policy debugging, and much more. As Local Stack sophistication has increased, and as our active user base has grown rapidly, we've encountered a growing divide between two distinct groups. Users who sign up for our platform, actively engage with us and our community, and provide regular feedback on advanced features, and a large anonymous user base that primarily pulls the image and with whom we have limited interaction or insight. Going forward, we will focus our efforts primarily on the former group. By working more closely with engaged users, we believe we can have a deeper impact, delivering advanced capabilities that meaningfully transform developer workflows and significantly improve productivity for cloud development teams. For the last several years, we've maintained two distinct versions of Local Stack for AWS, our Community Edition, which is open source and freely available to the community, and our Pro Edition, which is only accessible with a paid license. Beginning in March 2026, Local Stack for AWS will be delivered as a single unified version. Users will need to create an account to run Local Stack for AWS, which allows us to provide a secure, up-to-date, and feature-rich experience for everyone, from those on our free and student plans to those at enterprise accounts. As a result of this shift, we cannot commit to releasing regular updates to the Community Edition of Local Stack for AWS. Regular product enhancements and security patches will only be applied to the new version of Local Stack for AWS available via our website. On December 15th, there was an article on startuphub.ai about models as a service at Google. This is called serverless because models are accessed by way of API endpoints. There is no messing with infrastructure, no provisioning, managing, or operating infrastructure. Serverless purveyors have plied their wares with AI in 2025. Abstracting server creation and management is one of the two dominant features of serverless, according to the 7 things that I think about serverless. However, this is in context of PHP developers deploying their code. Serverless was a hot term until AI came onto the scene. Now the two are being paired up. I imagine because serverless departments need to pair it up to get sales going. This article is a good opportunity for me to acknowledge models as a service as explicitly paired to serverless. It is definitely a trend to keep an eye on, but does not directly pertain to PHP serverless. Thank you for listening to my 31st episode of my PHP Serverless News, Local Stack Change, and of course, Models as a Service. I expect the Christmas New Year's holiday to be slow going, so my next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, January 6th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.